Yes, she was
praise
willing.
Jesus much.
Tuwebaza Katonda.
We thank God
for
the good time He's given us. I have requested the greet of your brethren and wish them the best. Those come from God the Father, the Son of the Holy Spirit. Give them a good thought, which will never build them. The movement gets strengthened in God.
Be
a pillar in the midst of the world. That is the glory of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Tell them get strengthened. Be a pillar of God in the world. You don't get to shame Him. Dealing with the joy and the laughter. Still in the midst of the world. Bring the light of knowledge and understanding. For that is what He wants. And we thank Him indeed for the good time He's given us in His presence. We're going to be moving on with God's call on the nation of Uganda in this era of Eddie. As it was on Israel in the BC, it was marked in the Bible, just as we first heard,
it was
marked in the history, spoken in the entire world,
through
the European explorers, and they based on truth of the Bible. Right now we still move on with God's call on the nation of Uganda, as He marked in the prophecy, those released in the
80s,
them too based on the truth of the Bible.
Where
we got those two types of visions,
we
chose them among the many visions that speak on the call of the nation, that which came from outside Uganda, even from within Uganda. And we still get explained the Australian vision, Australian vision on the nation of Uganda. After we finish, still in the vision which has come from Uganda, we shall see the vision of the Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
World Trumpet Mission.
In the World Trumpet Mission. But we are still moving on with the Australian vision.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we singled out 4 points in that vision, which explain you and strengthen you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
our second point tells us the man to hate God's final work on the planet Earth.
Going
to be like Prophet Elijah,
Moses,
and just as King David.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But we winded up to see why is he meant to be like Prophet Elijah? Why is he meant to be like Prophet Moses? And we based on the Holy Scriptures. But when we reached there, God lightened us in the general reason.
Why
that man meant to hate God's final work on the planet Earth, meant to be like Prophet Elijah and as Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But this general reason, it holds 7 reasons.
He
still moves on with the 6th reason, which says that the double portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, they are the 7 spirits of God, and they have been doubled. Be the symbol of 2 lampstands to float in God's final work on the planet Earth, and facing in Uganda, part of Africa.
So
we started much under that point.
Right?
Now we see the 3 steps through which someone passes to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the 7 spirits of God. We finished up this first step of getting the words of God, and they come as the spirit of life, according to John 6
in
the verse 63, and many other scriptures we saw.
Then
in the second stage, or the second stage, to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
Then
we get the breath of the word of God, the holy scriptures,
from
ministers of the living God,
in
the form of waves of fire.
That
we heard in the John 20, the verse 22, how
breathe of life.
Jesus breathed on the disciples and told them, take the Holy Spirit. And they felt their hearts getting burnt up. According to Luke 24, the verse 32, God explained, as Jesus explained the scriptures, they came out as the consuming fire, four waves of fire. Praise Jesus, man.
Now, we saw
those two steps, and we ended. Look to the third step. Praise Jesus, man. This third step, you pass through to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes direct. Or when you're laid upon hands of those who are first filled by the Holy Spirit, being prepared by the first two steps above.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Now, so much last time in this step, you must have been prepared by the first step of getting the words of God,
then
they come as the spirit of life, according to John 6:63. Must have been prepared by the second step, and the Holy Spirit and His anointing comes to fill in you as the waves of fire.
And
we saw what comes from that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In you the thirsty of the word of God, the thirst and the famine of the word of God,
and
even to sanctify,
to
come from the inner man,
to
cleanse your heart, even your mind.
The
Holy Spirit prepares you to be His temple.
As in
1 Corinthians 3:16,
don't
you know your temple is the living God, and the Spirit of the Lord sits in you? Now we saw much, when we began to see the third step of being filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit comes direct right from God.
In
being laid out of hands of those who first got filled and they got filled of the Holy Spirit. Now we saw the second step. It leads you into repentance, that you can cleanse the inner man. You can cleanse your heart. You can be cleansed with your mind.
It
comes in the temple which is clean.
When
we have Proverbs 1:23,
then
accept my rebuke.
I'll
pour my spirit on you.
It will
draw you to understand my words. We heard Acts chapter 2, 38-40. When he told us that repent will be given a gift, it's the Holy Spirit.
All
those are passed by the second step of being
filled,
to prepare you the third step of being filled. And the Holy Spirit comes direct, or in laying on of hands of those who first got filled. Now we ended as we looked at the first step and the second step. Their appearance, it pushes away demons and the evil spirits or the powers of darkness, those which have been in you, to totally cleanse you. You will be a temple of the word of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. The first and the second step,
the
chest of demons and powers of darkness from you, prepare you to be the temple of the word of God, or the fullness of the knowledge of God's word, the full knowledge of God and His glory, as His word is. Become the temple of the Holy Spirit filled up well.
Work
with Him to be a witness witness in the
midst of the world.
Now we want to move on.
We've
seen the way how demons are chased and the powers of darkness totally finish them from your life. Then become temple of the Holy Spirit and is filled
and
abiding in you.
So si kujanga na duka na agenda,
just come and after go back.
This
the house is not
ordered.
Business from outside to sell its work. Not many stand strong in that.
Na hivyo tuwaulira Matayo.
When he heard it, the Matthew 12, the verse 43 and the 45, we were told
that
when you chase a demon, those are the fallen angels. They had possessed a human being. They corrupted the house, that body of yours. Inside it, right from the spirit in your heart, even your mind.
Now,
when God chases by His Spirit to come, feeling of the Holy Spirit, all the susu and bring you fast to committing sin. The house thoroughly gets clean. The righteous, the Holy Spirit, comes in the holy temple.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
It makes you fullness. By the work of becoming a witness together with Him in the world, by the word of God, of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and the righteousness. Let's read in the Matthew.
Matayo esole ye 12 n'olunyiriri olwana musatu.
Matthew 12 from verse 43.
Ne daimoni omubi bwava mu muntu atambula mu nsenyi enkalu nga anoonyawo okuwummulira naye n'abulwa. Orwana mwenya.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
Daimoni omubi.
When an evil spirit, all the demons, the demons, the fallen angels, when they are chased from someone, don't send them in the prison.
And
you still go to the deserts. Or go in the ocean. Those places they know is their dwelling place. That's why one day I told you, don't chase demons, send them in the desert, neither in the ocean, but in the bottomless pit.
In
the Matthew 12, in the verse 29,
but
in the strong man's house, and you destroy his work, first capture bound him. Before we go downwards, when you chase an evil spirit,
it
reaches in the desert and it gets back to corrupt the same house.
It
finds the house cleaned well.
Yes,
the reason why we advise you, it's just an evil spirit, the demons, the fallen angels, don't send them in the desert, neither in the ocean or water bodies, but in the bottomless pit, the prison, hell.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Who
have told you that there are evil works
Satan
did in your life.
And
sit and corrupted that house.
Holy
Spirit, because he's meant to come.
Asoka goba.
You work with him, chase those demons, chase those evil spirits from you. They shouldn't send them in the desert, for they reach there and come back. And not in the water bodies, for there too they come back. But in the bottomless pit, there is another word. If you bound one, its friend, they to come look in the house. Our colleagues who called us to eat food of the sins,
where
he go in normal calls us. And them to come look in the house. When they find the house clean, he has not gone there, the one greater, the Holy Spirit. The other colleagues come enter it, and they begin to corrupt the house again. But Matthew 12, that's why it tells us this.
Matayo esole ye 12 noru nyiriri olabi mo mwenda.
Matthew 12 of 29.
Obo mtu ayinza atya okuyingira mu nju y'omuntu ow'amaanyi n'ayonoona ebintu bye wabula ng'asoose okusiba ow'amaanyi oli n'alyoka ayonoona enju ye.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Nti naye omuntu
that how can someone
Ayinza ati okwonoona ebyo mu nyumba y'olyo w'amaanyi.
Spoil the things of the house of the one who is strong.
Okujjako ng'asose n'akwata.
Except he first captures him.
N'asiba w'amaanyi.
Binds the strong man.
Nayo n'alyokayonoona emirimu
gye. Then spoils his works.
Uliriza ekigambo kino
bulungi. Listen this word very well.
Bwe tuddayo.
When we get back.
Mu Matayo essuula y'12.
The Matthew 12.
Anamusatu.
43.
Kikugwanira.
It's required of you.
Obutasindika mizimu mu
ddoomu. Never to send demons to the desert.
Newankubadde mu nyanja.
Neither in the water bodies.
Wabula okugisibisa.
But to cause them be bound.
Kakati bw'omala okugisibisa.
After you cause them be bound.
N'ojja okodda ku mirimu emibi.
Then God and the evil works.
Yejakola mu
muntu ono. That they did in that person.
Okwonoona ennyumba
eno. Spoil that house.
Omubiri gwe.
That body is.
Ogwandibadde yeekaalu y'omwoyo
mutukufu. The temple of the Holy Spirit.
Weyanditadde obujjuvu.
Where you put his fullness.
N'asobola okukolako naawe.
It begins to work with you.
Kale kyagambye wali mu Matayo.
What is it in Matthew?
12.
Matthew 12.
Tosobola kuyingira mu nyumba ey'amaanyi
n'oyonoona emirimu okujjako
ng'osoose n'okwata n'obusiba
kati
bw'osooka okumusibisa
awo
nno n'olyoka ojja
n'oyonoona
emirimu
gye
kibeera kitya okusina Matayo
12:43-45
Matayo essuula y'12 n'olunyiriri olw'43 naye dayimooni omubi bw'ava mu muntu atambula mu nsenyu enkalu ng'anoonya aw'okuwummulira naye n'abulwa olw'4 kale agamba nti naddayo mu nnyumba yange mwe nava bw'atuukamu agiraba nga njereere enyiridde ng'erongoosebbwa olw'5
yesu yebazibwe mukama waffe yesu ayita mu mwoyo omutukuvu.
When he passed through the Holy Spirit.
N'abaweereza abatukuvu.
The Holy Ministers.
Basobola okukolamu omulimu.
They can do a work in you.
Okuyita mu step esooka y'okujjuzibwa mu mutukuvu.
The step of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Nga owulira ebigambo eby'omwoyo eby'obulamu.
Words of the Spirit which are life.
Era ne step ey'okubiri.
Even the second step.
Bw'obifunanga amayengo.
You get them
ag'omulimu.
Waves of fire.
Ebyawandiikwa ebitukuvu.
The Holy Scriptures.
Okuyita mu mukka ogw'ebyawandiikwa.
Through the breath of the Scriptures.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati bw'oterezebwa.
You are ordered.
Omuzimu gugobeddwa.
The demons have been chased.
Obanga gukuvuddemu.
Or it's gotten out of you.
Asaba n'atalagiriza nti bakusibe mu nnyumba.
The priest never to be bound in the bottomless pit.
Munjegere.
In the chains.
Gutuukamu eyo gye wagugobedde.
Reaches where you chased it from.
Mu malungu.
In the desert.
Ne mu nyanja.
Even in the water bodies.
Kumbe ebyo bye bimu ku bifo byazo.
Those are some of their dwelling places.
Kati kugenda otuuka.
Reaches there.
Nga tegulwa kifo kya
kumbulira. There is a resting place for it.
Okwebaka.
To sleep in.
Okufuna ebyokulya.
To get eatings.
Omanyi emizimu giri ebyonoono.
Demons eat sins.
Byokoma okwonoona okuwemula n'okuvuma.
Sins to pick vulgar and the rest.
Nga girya.
Demons eat that.
Nga gyewummulira mu
ggulu. And they rest within you.
Waliwo ebyonoono byokolanga
binene. There are sins you commit and they are big.
Ne gabeera amatooke n'ennyama.
And they get to be big. Bananas and meats.
N'omuceere n'oteekako.
If you attach on rice for them.
Kati ku weekend olw'okuba abantu boonoona.
Because on the weekend people sin much.
Kati ku weekend kikyaza banne baagyo.
On the weekend they host their colleagues.
Zibagala emmere ejja kuba
nkutu. And they tell them food will be plenty.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati bagugoba.
Now when they chase it.
Ennyumba erongoosebwa.
His house is clean.
Kwatunuulidde ebifo ebirongoosebwa.
We look to the places they clean.
Omuntu w'omunda.
The inner man.
Omutima gwo.
Your heart.
N'amagezi
gwo. Even your mind.
Kati ebifo ebyo bimala okulongoosebwa.
Our places are clean.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Oba olina okumusaba ekitaffe ajja ajjulemu.
Ask him from the Father come fill with him.
Kubanga y'omwoyo omutukuvu bw'alongoosa ennyumba.
The Holy Spirit orders the house.
Olw'okubanga mwoyo wa mirembe.
He calls the Spirit of peace.
Ajja kwesogga mu ennyumba
eyingidde. Come in that is entered the house.
Gwe.
You.
Kubanga teyesogga bwesozibwa teyesa n'okugulawo.
Self you reason and you open for him.
N'alyoka
ayingira. And then he enters.
Kati bayinza omusanga tewamuyise.
They can find when you did call him.
Okujjula mu gwe.
To fill up in you.
Kakati.
Now.
Dayimooni kyekola.
What a demon do.
Ng'etunula mu nnyumba
eyo. It looks in that house.
Ennyumba nga munnaye tenjirira.
The house is clean.
Yalongooseddwa bulungi
nnyo. It was cleaned very well.
Naye kati muli mwali.
Yet there is no occupant in there.
Kati olw'okuba dayimooni ekizuula.
Because demons discover.
Ng'olinamu ku bigambo eby'obulamu.
You have words of life in you.
N'ebigambo eby'omuliro.
Even words of fire.
Ebigambo sijja sobola bye ŋŋanga
nzi. I will not confront them myself alone.
Ŋŋende esooke.
Let me first go.
Nfune bannanga ab'amaanyi.
Get my colleagues who are stronger.
Tujje tufaafaaganye ebigambo eby'obulamu ebitono ebyo by'alinamu.
You facilitate the few words of life
they have. N'amafuta ag'omwoyo ago agayita mu bigambo eby'omwoyo.
Of the spirit passing words of
the spirit. Tugasaanyeewo.
And we destroy them.
Tuzikize n'omuliro ogwo.
We silence that fire.
Ogw'ekigambo oguli.
of the word in them,
tuyingire.
And we enter back.
The
other will come clean the house, and we already best in it. But they clean what out of you?
The
demons, the more they are in someone, they defecate in them. They urinate in that person. Now it reaches a point. It
will be
your field of filth.
And
demons begin to walk. Everywhere is poo. They don't see where to step in you. They have struggled to where to step. And you are too much in you. Reach a point that no more tempt you.
And
you tempt yourself to sin.
No
doubt in that body. Like defecation of the demons. Demons can put you a thirsty to smoke cocaine. A thirsty to smoke of alcohol, of
amoral,
of thoughts of abusing. You have to smoke. You can begin to move everywhere you don't settle. You can feel the curses and being hated. That comes from edification. In the time you speak vulgar, that is the first in you. And the demons get what to eat. He has spoken vulgar. Bring that potato. And you speak a vulgar word. Bring that bananas. It has meat attached. Now you speak vulgar and you speak more.
No sika.
Fly abuses in you. Someone prepares the fly them well.
They
fly this, they put onions of abuses. They mix it with meat abuses, and they set themselves to release abuses. They are flowing food of demons. After they give them, and they get poison of poop of abuses and sins of different ways, and urinating in you. And the system of your body, evil spirits in you. After you shed them, after you have to wash out the evil spirits,
power,
darkness which remain in you, they smell.
Have
you ever seen someone never
pass?
They have that aroma from them. Now you may reach a time you even smell. The Holy Spirit does a great work. Let's move on down with here.
Matayo esula eye kumi nebiri, nolu njiriri olwa na mwetano.
Matthew 12, verse 45.
Tudemu olwa na mwenya. Matayo kumi nebiri, olu njiriri olwa na mwenya.
Matthew 12, verse 44.
Kara agamba anti, nadayo mwenyumba yange, mwenava. Bwatu ukamu, ajiraba nga njerere, enyiride, ngerongo sekwa. Olwana mwetano, awagena na aletayo daimoni abalala, musanvu, abamusinga obubi. Nabwe bayingira, babeera omwo. N'ebyoluvannyuma eby'omuntu oyo, birisinga obubi. Ebyolubereberye.
Olidde ekibeerawo.
You hear what happens?
Agendo kizuula.
He discovers it.
Umoyo mkubia kuisita mstepu ebiri, narongo se
jomba. First two, two steps to order the house.
Narongo sa magezi.
And he worked on the mind.
Narongo sa
motima. He ordered the heart, even the inner man. That's where springs all evil works.
Nebagamba
kati mumanyi. And they say, you know what? Narongo
se se nyumbi.
The one who cleaned this house.
Alina amanyi kia kuisita.
He has the power he used.
Agedi gambe vio
bramu. Of words of life.
What
God say of spirit and life.
Your step, that
step worked for that man.
Step
the second step. What's coming like fire. And when I enter there, when I
wake,
I may not silence that fire. Person strikes me with that fire. Now let me go.
For
another.
Perhaps
person can welcome the one who cleans the house.
You
the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much.
Kakati.
Now.
Ngaga mbuwa.
It is now.
Inofuna haba korobezi.
I have to get those who are wicked, seven of my colleagues.
Abata ina kujibasura ni kibabira.
Who have no place to sleep near the living.
Nisumuruba funirani. I can
get them rooms in this house of mine.
Kati kwa areto msambu.
And when they bring seven. And you have like three rooms in you.
Ebikuru.
Which are measured.
Amagezi.
The mind.
Omutima.
The heart.
Nakwado mutima guli mu obusenge.
Well, the heart has many chambers in it. They begin to share rooms with you in your heart.
No muntu wo muda ne bamwa.
Inner man is captured.
Butuke kisera ngutufu yali na da kasara.
Kasaba wambo muntu wo muda. The decision if they capture the inner man.
Ngabeba kusalira
wo. They decide for you.
Baba waambia ko magezi.
If they capture your mind.
Baamba ko no muntu.
They capture the heart.
Atibana ba waamba ko gweke nyinyi muntu wo muda.
Over you the inner man.
Baba bakufuga na hinga muruana gana na
control you but you fight with them.
Sija gena kwa
ndo ya gena. Go to commit an affair. You will go.
Kusikure nyota kumutima ya gena.
The first thing you will go.
Kati mba musti aruana gana. Na hiyo walinga bama zo wambo mtu.
Others when they capture the inner man. Let's go commit fornication.
Wabranzi. Wabranzi.
Me, I am powerful.
Kukubikona.
In doing that.
Uvira wewana kanina wewa.
You praise yourself. You do it more.
Nguwa yunu ni kena. Nenso ni kocha harina wata.
You no more hold shame within you.
Inangu onyumia mubandu.
If you speak in your colleagues.
Kuliche wakore deyo.
Everything you did there.
Kare nakabadeko we.
I was God. Her like
Kako
this.
Kako zewe kashi.
She did this and you all immoral foolish.
Wedi walikazi ngayayo
no neka. If the woman corrupted.
Nakati ya genze. Nakiane forward.
And he came with a chest like this.
Kuliche muna achi nyumia ngayayo no neka.
Pick out his corrupted.
Nga umoyo nagoba abuwa.
And the spirit God corrupted itself.
People will
find a cup in their
hearts.
Yet they want to pick things, yet they get shamed.
Oh,
why have I spoken that?
And
the another comes. The mind is fighting it.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much. Don't you see you stopped abusing?
Being
vulgar and evil
works.
The Holy Spirit done a great work in you
to
reach you on that level. Every
person
wishing others.
It's
an old character bad like that.
Until
the Holy Spirit does a work.
You
say now, Holy Spirit, I have no
supper.
What work have you done in me?
I
have no car. Why have you helped me, Lord? Child, you know the works of God in you.
Sustain
you to appear like someone normal.
You think to
when, why don't you go in the bar like others? He took out all the filth from you. The
urination
of demons urinated you in your clans and languages. The work is done in you, a tremendous work.
It comes
to prepare, put its fullness in you.
Now they say,
if
they call
the one who cleaned the house the Holy Spirit,
if
the demons come back with a
70,
your later state
tends
to be more worse.
The one
who committed fornication on 2 a day. Now you are on 5-10.
The one who abused
3 abuses you got shameful. You can abuse the
eternity.
But the other demons they bring, they are more wild than evil. You know they sit under the ocean and they train themselves to corrupt human beings. When you reach there,
you get a word,
speak this and this to them.
And they
rehearse and they laugh.
We
read well Job 24. They are in the clefts. And they train themselves committing corruption in people. And
there
are those who are ahead of them, beyond. Lucifer gives them rank through Jezebel. That you are high level.
You
know, God gets surprised of one fallen angel, some of them, and the Lucifers, the devils. His colleagues came out. I'm going to seduce
Abigail.
If there came out a professional, in the first Kings, chapter 22,
Kafuru,
a professional from verse 14,
Babu
asked him, how are you to do it?
I'm
going to be the mouth of these prophets. I will be lying through them. And is a professional. And you've been there lying. You don't know who is those who work with you in those things. And poopoo's much in you. You reach the time in
you.
But the capacity of the edification is put in you. You feel you want to release something. You want to release a bulk award from yourself. There are those who mature
and
they invent abuses. They create, you don't know all. After making them into those ants, ants which are unusual and animals, and they sit down and they think of an abuse.
If
I join a bum and the feet, I can get out of abuse. Which abuse can I get out of that? Don't you see abuses in the world?
Maybe
all
your things,
everything they add on. But who created them? Created the evil spirits used to do that. Then you fight him much. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen,
teacher Jacob. I thank God for this topic. I used to ask what used me. Before I was born again, I was very wild in lying. One day, we are going to Hoima to work. I was with my colleagues three.
Taxi.
I lied to a taxi
from
Kampala
up
to Hoima. Everything I speak to them is lies. Yet they thought it was right. I was a liar too much. When we reached working, after I'd eaten, I don't know where stories were coming to flow. And I first defended myself. No one you can pass through to realize I'm lying to you. And I lied to them. And they thought things were right. When I got born again, it remained attacking me for like a couple of months. But I said, I've gotten born again. What I first did, I first went back, repented to them. I told them everything I've ever spoken to you. On 10 words, one was the one which was right. Most of it were lies. Every day I asked myself, what was on me? I would quickly invent what to lie to you. No matter who you are, you don't fail me to lie to you. And I leave you when you believe
this.
But I thank God that today, at least I can get lies. But I say, the reward of the lies is death. When I get it like that, I no more get stories till we finish. I thank God for that.
Amen. Yes, we must
praise Jesus, man. You know, the Bible says, Ecclesiastes
7:29.
God created man upright. Man invented many things. But this person is not alone. Now, who empower them
to
do the things they do under the sun? Man invent. get someone behind them to invent. And give them power of sin, defecation of demons, and the urinations. Powers of darkness they move by. That's why there are some of you in the shrine.
When
they took you, you would burn poop in your home.
You
feed your husband's defecation of yourself.
You
burn your pubic hair and put in the tea of your husband.
Some
were to sit naked on the food. Demons which capture him, they love things of foolishness filled. Husband, dry it and then smoke it. He will love you much. Eat a big pumpkin.
You
download it, duplicate it, dry it. You carry powder for your husband in the pool. People don't know how they happen. But they keep happening. People don't know how, what happens. You smoke things smelling.
You connect with
the system. On the one they want to enter in. And you smoke as
called.
You. The one smoking pipe. They pipe the smoke smell. They fight them from. They are on the pipe smoking in the shrine. But if it smells too much.
B1.
You're the defecation of blood. Defecated in long time.
You know
how the Holy Spirit helped you to cleanse you. Just only your mind.
Think
and you're sober.
Don't
even your heart.
How the
past immorality got out of it.
Hatred
and murder and not wishing
others.
Wishing yourself evil
acts.
Immorality, robbing like that.
You
don't know how you became free to decide for yourself.
That's why
you believe with your heart first. And you confess with your mouth. This level, if the Holy Spirit passes you through it, takes out the rubbish, he can make his fullness in you. For his holy,
he
speaks of his temple to be holy, as he too is holy. If you look Ecclesiastes 7, let's read it we hear.
Mubulizi esule yo musanvu nolu nyiriri olwabiri mu mwenda.
Ecclesiastes 7:29.
Laba, kino kyokka kye nalaba, nga Katonda yakola abantu nga bagolokofu, naye bo ne banoonya bingi bye bagonja.
Akati Katonda yakutonda nga mutima
newankubadde
mu magezi,
neither in our mind,
newankubadde omuntu okusalawo
ebirowoozo. He created man upright.
Man
began to invent things.
And
he brought one susu. Part the creator to make susu. And they made it. You are like that part. You are like they make it an abuse. The parts they gave you, they are good. When they abuse you, feel enraged. The demon makes you angry. How do you abuse me like that? Did you let me bring my? You are like you launch an abuse back.
No way.
If you
were reading, yet, fear
that I and a demon push you to do that.
Drama done
under the sun you didn't know.
You
know the journey of heaven. But when we study, remember those things. They have a great backup of scripture. Demons, when they begin, they begin when they use you. When they reach a point, after they have seen powers of darkness, and they flap it, your spirit, they leave you to drive yourself. That one is inspector. They can direct themselves. And they look for others to corrupt. Now they just come up once in a while and visit at these lovers.
Why?
Praise the Lord, Brother
Rams.
Amanya Omburizu Enjiri George.
Evangelist George.
Kakati nze nsoko kwebaza mukama.
Now may I first thank the Lord.
Okununula.
For redeeming me.
Kuba kirabika nze nali natera okufuuka inspector.
It means I was about to become an inspector.
Kuba nange namali banga nga neebuuza.
Took time to ask myself that question.
Kiki ekibaawo?
What happens? And you reach those things not right.
But
after you do them, you're humble, you're relieved. And you feel your freedom. Me, I was there. I think defecation of demons were filled in me. And it sears me than I am.
You
hear a voice tell you, you undress yourself. You're sitting in your colleagues. I feel I want to uncross myself. You unclose yourself. You walk and you tell them, I've done it also. As you're moving on the road, I can, you relate when I'm moving at the same time. And they think you're joking. And you begin to it. And I thank God. Now we were there. We grew with groups and spoke evil funny stories. Those we speak to, they did not refuse to take
care.
And they honored us for that work. And you can gather people.
I was in
the job where I am, there are no people don't miss to be there. But we are in foolishness.
What
really ask me the things is something of I was always there. I
thought
I want to yell out. I moved out. I will really let around. One day, I remembered. I was still young. I'm from school. We are rearing grasshoppers. I built one house. It ran away. I chased it yelling. I yelled. And the woman who phoned me, she went back home, reported me. She told my auntie, your son has fallen mad. When I went home, she asked me, did you yell? I said, no. So she said, open up your mouth. Bring out your tongue. When I
brought
out, she asked, what is that? She slapped me. That thing paid me. I matured 1 year back. I remembered. I am yelling. They beat me for yelling. I bought a mirror. I looked
myself.
What beat me or be on my tongue to yell? I put it in my bedroom. I feel power comes to yell. Yell more. I shut the house well. I began to yell out loud. I yelled loud. I looked in the mirror. I am seeing nothing. I was there confused. Now I thank God for this topic. I've just realized everything which was using me.
And
I thank Him. Yesterday, and the Holy Spirit
said,
entering here, they squeezed my head. Imagine my head was not squeezed. They hit it to spit in here. What I did back then this time, I looked myself, I said in
there,
if I find a judge of old, I want to get a machine tear him apart. May God bless you.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
According
to Ecclesiastes 7:29, man invents things. Troubling them reach that extent. You know, the spirit of Satan, and his fallen angels, they are demons. They
knew
the spirit to hinder him come from people. He had to make them commit sins.
And
they meetings to invent.
And
if man becomes inspector, don't command them to sin. They can command them. That one we leave him, we look for others. That's why he speaks in the Ephesians
2,
from verse 1 and 2. People have a spirit which uses them. And they feel they do wild things. Ephesians 2 from verse
1.
It's meant to use him. No matter who you are, you will find Trump and he's watching blue movie, a president. And those ones, they love them for they know. When he does it, the
Sereb,
when he does it, all the rest will follow. They will do it.
Him
is on women. They use them. Because it's been using you. It's captured the spirits.
You can
even think you speak to yourself. I want to squat privacy.
If
someone squats a mature woman and they look to their privacy. They don't do it in the spirit. He sees them like
that.
It's not done. I have to finish it. After it deals in your field. You know, you started at
church.
People are filled with filth. But filth of who? What
you
do out is what was first filled in you.
According
to 1 Timothy chapter 4, they even teach. After you're told and you refuse to do those evil works, they put a pressure on you. You can feel the one who smoke cocaine and your battle and you're blown with coldness. Yet we are all hitting it. You are being filled with coldness. People are, I am feeling cold. Give me my cocaine. Remember, the demon inside you. It blows coldness on you. Blowing it more. Blowing on you. And you feel you smoke it and you get relieved. And this anger, God, I've done that mission. Let me rest. I wait him tomorrow morning.
At the point
which level you smoke 3 times. Remember, God to make them your
friends.
You rebelled against the word of God.
With
the spirit using disobedient children. And they teach wild things.
When
people get wild actions, they do. When did they begin? Someone born a young child.
nga talina kirowoozo
wadde. And they have no thought at all.
Okuggyako eky'okuyonka n'okukaaba.
Breastfeeding and praying.
Naye n'ojja okula.
But you might
choose. Mulimu n'ebimu byeweefunira
wekka kale. Even some you got yourself.
Nga tewabikoppa ku muntu yenna wali olina w'oli.
And when you were somewhere.
Wabaawo ekintu sebu ekyakuggyamu
ekipya. Something came in you new, freshly new. Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm called Prophet Shakira. Thank the Holy Spirit for teaching us this topic. Because me, I was so bad, Lord. I used to close funny. Me, even my physical father, had given up on me. When he speaks to me, I saw him making me lose the generation.
This
time when I look someone closer in long grain, I feel pain in the heart.
Yet,
me, I would even deceive him that I've set us somewhere. Yet we are going to the beach. Me, I couldn't miss a beach. But thank the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And of us, each one had their things. And some of us shameful to be spoken.
Bible says,
shameful that are not shameful to be spoken of.
Which
is shameful to be spoken of.
If
they say, come out, speak them. If you're not strengthened, come speak how you've been sodomizing. How you've been raping a cow. Even the heads. You got to have relations on their butts.
What
did you begin to see a hen?
There
are women
who
grew
birth,
they birth children normally, and they began on their children.
And the
mother makes the child
born to them.
Women are there. They passed their boy child and they left
them.
And they did get another husband. Now they have been on their son and they have
relationships.
They
sleep
them on them, they don't
know.
And they bring the guns of the children and they do things to the child. And even cry tears for that. What have I done to my child?
You
don't know it. This world has things. Don't know when people began. Women and women.
To
begin have relations among themselves. Women and women. What was on them?
To
reach that level. How dare you reach? You see where poo poo comes out. You man. And you have to focus
on that.
And you are enjoying what is on that your head. Have the microphone.
There.
The Holy Spirit works that work now. Amazing
work.
And we are worthy to thank him. Even though you are
young
man, it is not given you, not given you a car, a house. Another great work he first did. Praise the Lord, brethren. Teacher of Julius Christ alive. I thank God so much. Because from my youth, infancy, there are things I never saw my mother doing. Me, I just discovered myself begin to do them. Even some I got them from school. When I made 10 years, I had gone to school. I had a friend of mine. He was called Basoga.
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 ngagunja ebivumo,
invent abuses,
ngakutunulira butunulizi bwa,
just look at me like that,
ngagunja ebivumo,
invent abuses,
asobola okwambula omuwala,
he can acclose and acclose the girl,
buvuma buvumo,
yet he is abusing her.
Kalize nebimu nabye nekanga bwekan,
some of them are just because
they can't pray,
even that they have it,
kati yayiyanga enyimba,
he invented song,
naye nga bivumo byere,
but they just abuse,
ngabyogera ku bitundu bya
ajama, and they speak of private parts,
kalize nabinjigiriza,
he taught them to me, I began to
sing.
As I'm singing those things, I saw people around me. They were laughing much.
It,
when you speak of them, you get attention of people.
It's
going to add in mine. You know
what
part can have like three names?
There
is that which is wilder. Look what Masoka spoke.
Me,
I research myself.
And
I bring the wild. I make my own song. I spoke those words.
Lumu,
one day, as I was home, I began to sing those songs.
Mama,
my mother heard me. She said, Julius,
when
did you begin to speak those words? I felt very shameful. I felt finishing. I see
for all the period.
All the banga in all your
night.
Never seen my mother quarrel. Never seen her speak a shameful word. I got so ashamed. I went back to school. I began to avoid Basoka. I said, I'm
not
speak vulgar. As I matured, I joined groups of those who smoke cocaine. Those who are singing,
and
they
smoke
cocaine, even alcohol. They proposed to women. I said, I'll be in there. I will not do what they do.
Julius,
maybe you're knocked by a sheep. No, I'm still waiting. But may I say,
we're
not doing that. I'm going to enter comedy. Yet they will capture me from there.
In
comedy, when you reach there,
have to
reach a time to speak of those parts. People around you to laugh. You have them in your grip. I discovered
it
takes me back on the other era. It's one thing I have not been careful of my life. In my life, the time back, I hated to speak those words. Before I came in salvation, I totally left it there. But it's when I grew up in, I knew that is my shield. Something of getting angered and beating people. That I knew as a shield. Even the father did that. If someone angered him, and you cross in his
hand,
he gets a panga, you're going to beat each other.
If you,
he takes you to the police. I knew
that
part of my life. I entered senior six.
Contesting of the
favorite of ministering
at the,
they didn't vote me, they say, I am in
Descola.
I got so angry. I got anger. For anger,
he
told me the position I'm wanting to be a judge.
The
judges may be the anger.
I got
to get anger.
You
anger me, a little answer with you, I box. Even teachers themselves, I used to box them. One, two boxing. I reached in truth.
I
situation of getting angered. I'm tired of it. Things which push me salvation. I've done things of anger. Your colleague is seeming happy.
You
see a way you get angered. I felt bad.
Eddie.
I was with my brother Haley.
Many businesses
we have, maybe they are the same. But I see you. We went to apostle. That the apostle came to meet you.
You know
what we spoke, you heard. When
I teach
Isaac,
I
spoke things
like,
where do I get it from?
And
then I want to slap him, box him.
And
I didn't know why. anger came from.
He spoke
of that word with Eli.
Right away, banga.
Time passed.
Mukama natugamba to get to give into
him. God told us come strangle those things. Try to pray, he failed.
And
also explained it. He prayed for me.
I see a difference.
In the Julius
of
Senior
6,
I started when they find me. Today, they don't prove that I'm me. But thank God. There is a difference.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The situation of these spirits.
Bible
says, the first theme of the chapter 4. They even know how to teach. They have taught you theirs, if you refuse to do them, and they put you to be burnt seared like an iron. Don't you think a prostitute, she can get satisfied of men? For she reaches the point, and she became an inspector in evil works. And
they
no more use
of,
they left her, she's a professional in it. She became that wild animal to say she became a professional.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. I know each one of us, they have a way that we are using them. And I know that some of you are not yet healed. You too, if you hear, understand and fight. For at least God revealed us. What's revealed is ours. Even our children, our children's children. According to Deuteronomy 29:29. And without revelation, God's people are destroyed. But when revelation comes, they are healed. Let's read Timothy. First Timothy 4 from verse 1.
Naye omwoyo ayogera lwatu nti munaku ez'oluvannyuma walibawo abaliva mu kukkiriza nga bawulira emyoyo egikyamya n'okuyigiriza kwa basetaani.
Owulira ekibeerawo.
Have you heard what happens? You depart from the faith.
Okukkiriza kuli kumu.
Faith is one.
Okwogerako mu Baroomi.
Spoken in Romans 10:17. Comes from hearing the word of God.
Naye osobola okuwulira ebintu.
You can hear other things. Those invented and they are told.
Satan is
the fallen angel. And
they
explain his sin and evil thing how he will do it.
Then
you how he will slay women and men.
Then they
teach you how to play them.
No choose, no limbo, no no.
Like this one.
Before
they meet themselves, you remain lying to them. Tell you a man, Satan, whom is taught to con women. He can bring all of them on dinner. And he lies all of them from there.
One is
at them at 8,
another at 10.
They have all been on the same table they ate from there.
And
women like that,
she
can treat you like
women
and the truth is all of you from there. But they told her,
she
has the way you are, the way she looks at them, and they train her. You are playing with demons. And take away, train people evil works. People who do amazing things. Them, they are susuing when they are samasuting at the same time. That urination, how does it happen? You are samasuting and urinating at the same time. And the hands they are put down, the legs up, that they are urinating. drink urine to see whether it can taste as deep. There are things.
I
hope you want to see why is it looking hot? Is it sweet? You joking. Behind them, they didn't realize
what are you?
That there are those who commit filth in them.
Don't think
you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's impossible. Maybe you are filled by demons which speak divination. They knew these one things like of God. And they captured them in religion. In the false salvation. And they made them speak divination. But they can speak vulgar to you. And they say, and they speak them as they are. Your parts have a tumor on them. And no ashamed. Those are ones you find. And they claim to make women eat at the synagogue. But they are covering them on camera. And they feel they enjoy it. Those are the ones who begin breast and honey ministries.
And those
who kiss that kiss and word ministry.
That
they come to kiss you to get demons from you. Let's finish in Timothy.
First Timothy 4:2. Olobo nafusibwa abalimba ngaboke bwemyo yo jabwe ngane ekyo mecho kya
holy day chibira
we what happened
otoke ekiseera
you reach a point
mashimo kokoli bubi
demon is too much on you
holy enjaga
you feel like smoke cocaine
ne mpulira bubi
I feel bad love give me petrol of these aeroplanes. Now you only smoke it, you feel revived. You're revived. Yet the demon is in you, plaguing you. Now this is the time you smoke it. And the demon mixes your mind. You see you are in America. On the streets moving. You find them moving big like
the
demon has made images they have never imagined them. And the demon is confused their head. They think the cocaine connected them with the system of the demon in them. They see their walking breaking like that. They see holes there, they have to skip them. Yet you see a flat land. There are those who smoke it. Demons are short like this. And they turn them, show them people. And they are all dwarfs like that before him.
You kadogo,
young boy.
they use
those names, young boy. You those funny names. They see you like a small thing, Charlie. If they want to corrupt your eye, they can get the man corrupt their eye. And they only see bumps in the city. That's what they are concentrating on. They see breasts. Everyone passing there in the breasts watching the chests of women. They walk on the street, every bump they look at it. Everyone.
And women,
they see chests. That chest, I feel it's worth it for me.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
on the first level. After stealing you, you feel. They enter from the heart. All the houses filled. Where can I stand? Now the inspector. Know the Holy Spirit.
To pass through
the first two steps. That he cleans you.
That
brings his fullness in you. There are things you don't know. Why you are doing them? How do they happen to you? Those who do them are not they shed tears. What have I done again? Give them your heart strength. Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm evangelist stoppers. This topic of today, indeed, it's taught me many things. Something which happened on me,
people
asked why it happened like that. You move be with honorable people. Inside the spirit will be slapped that person. I'm imagining.
He
wanted me to be imprisoned. When I draw close to someone honorable, I greet them and say, I feel I want to slap them. Even when I came here, I met a person. He said something so
mean.
But I'm imagining if he let me do that. I don't even know. Those evil spirits, indeed, as Ephesians 2 has spoken, indeed, I don't know. May God bless
you.
But we thank God for this topic. Praise the Lord. I'm Apostle Mugisha. I thank God of this topic. Every time I hear they speak of these things, I begin to remember.
And
I thank God. There is a moment I reached in, and I just believe the Lord Jesus. And me doesn't stop me first drink alcohol, and I go to minister. But what most affected me, every time I remember those thumpings,
yes,
let us thank Jesus. For our nation, Jesus said, everyone go back 3 minutes in your life back. You can see commotion in Uganda.
For Jesus alone
has settled our mind. When I sit down to think, if you say you closed your padlock,
padlocks,
when I'm going home and I laugh at those who have locked,
you
think the locks are of alarm. Me, I laugh. Alarm locks are the easy ones to unlock them. And they are so easy. I did say, I thank you, Jesus.
There are
things you look to, and you just leave them. Read the things we did. As I sit, get silent. I hear those of
quotes.
We, they used to buy us. And
where
they say they are going to come by you, you beat that one for us. And when they go to police, we will imprison ourselves.
Think
that this one beat me, and they ask
you,
is it the one? That is the one. We go back home together. But what you're going to get, you will understand it. When I hear them and some of them, there is a time when I sat down,
and
the time I see people smoke cocaine, I wonder. There's no cocaine I never smoked. If you tell me of those Jerry, the one of that of the ejection, Every time. But I looked at those things and I remember Jesus.
Yes,
I thank you, Jesus. For my children, they
are
going to testify to God. And
they have
not tested what I mean, but they enter in the promised land. May God bless you. Praise Jesus. Indeed is the gospel was in the world when you were
settled.
They used to say, if you knew it's not you. Praise the Lord, brethren. Indeed, spirits used rebellious children. Me, I was in primary. Me, our home was called the panel. At Panorama, there was a lodge there. I don't know why my father decided I go at my auntie's place. But time of rest, I would want, only I won't go there. There are men who came from Ireland. But they'll come sleep in the lodges. And I befriended them, I'm in primary. And they taught me every word. And they taught me to smoke. It didn't end there. There was a cinema club called Keke. He called himself Keke. Why doesn't the father want me to watch the film which ends on Tuesday? He told me, you want to watch it? I told him yes. God be with some of my sisters. They had given me one room there. In some days he slept there.
So
if you want, come and watch it. But he would show us pornographic movies. And he told me, Annette, can you interpret it? I told him I can. Me, I would interpret a blue movie. He taught me how to interpret film. I began to interpret it. I began from a blue movie to interpret. That went to shame me. When I birthed my son, I think he was in primary four. He's called Abudu. I found the man has handled him. I asked him, what do you want from me? I want to interpret football. I knew he was to teach him the same thing. I took the boy, took him away from there. But I thank God for he took me from all that. On that issue we can all speak. But we thank the Lord.
He
told us where things came from.
But
was involved, said that never wanted to become a temple of the Holy Spirit.
You,
that is the greater one who can be in us and resist him. As the Bible says, the one in us, rather the one in the world,
enters
the temple under his temple, boosts his fullness there. He will not be able to handle them. He had to commit them
sins
to corrupt the temple, which would have been of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. After you become
inspector,
an inspector in committing sins, and you can direct yourself now, and you can invent it yourself. Demons are chased. But they live an evil spirit within you. They live the purification, powers of darkness in you. And they are the ones which direct you what to do. The Bible speaks of it like this.
According
to Hebrews 10, the verse 22. Hebrews 10:22.
Tusemberenga n'omwoyo gw'amazima olw'okukkiriza okutuukiridde emitima gyaffe nga gimansirwako okuggyamu omwoyo omubi n'emibiri gyaffe nga ginaazibwa n'amazzi amalungi.
Hear
what happens? That we can draw the holy place of the Father with the clean spirit. Even our spirit,
they are
sprinkled upon water in the word. That is the first level.
Our
spirit counts as words of life, the living waters.
Spirits
are sprinkled on living waters.
If we
take out the evil conscience, even our body. Listen now. If they capture your spirit,
all
the body, they can fill it with dust.
And you fill each ears.
You want to hear.
There are people
running, having relationships sexually. You enjoy that.
We don't know.
You are there, you peeping, you move your ears.
We like
people who are into sex relations. And you corrupted in ears. Look for those who are squatting. You wonder yourself.
You are specialist.
You look into women's cutting.
And
the woman they corrupted her.
As
she looks at the men, only here, that's why she looks to them. Let me tell you, you see.
Rich
come get a place in you. Those who first lie to you,
as
you're filled of all that dirt in you,
that
you'll be filled of the Spirit, they lied to you. You were filled of evil spirits, and they moved you into wild evil works.
After
they put their hands on you,
and
they
prayed
not to last, when you
rose
up from there, they beat you down, and you went back, and your lust, you will
what
the level of lust you moved on onto you. Yet they added demons in you. That journey
will
make you his temple, that you can come in his fullness. You have to commit yourself much to
God.
Called nation on behalf of other nations.
God's
called the nation Uganda. He's promised other nations.
That's right.
Nations
do know
why they do the evil works they do. Why they can reach a point and they command evils to happen.
Though
you draw close to them,
because
their body became dirty,
you
feel badly. If you draw close to them like
this,
not being lust, you can begin to lust immediately.
If
the body has been with peace to enter others, yet they don't know, they began to release antennas to connect to others. They just look at you like this, and you're not on things of love. And you feel you've entered in the mood. And they move on. You begin to follow them.
They are
those called demon transporters. You can reach that level, they made you that. Ezekiel 27. These transport demons. And you became a temple. Demons come from wherever
they
base and rest in you.
When
you transport them, giving them out. You are with them like 2 hours.
No,
you go. And you learn how to speak vulgar.
Is that
not corrupt their own mind? Neither the heart. Even the entire body.
They're
like you're filled of the Holy Spirit. Now
they're
filled of the evil spirits.
era bw'otandika owulira presence
you lose out prayer of warfare
ne bw'otaleekaana jiise mukyama kubanga kakola basobola okuwamba bate mukyama
capture you secretly and they disrupt at you secretly releasing spelling immorality in you and you begin to feel it in you you're not settled you see a woman you're not settled it's funny
you
press the opening you settle down
it's
stirring me up like that.
The man who
has
they are struggling like that. Eranga byawangula buli muntu yenna
every person
okujjako oyo eyazalibwa Katonda
who was born of God.
Kyobola Bible yekugamba.
The Bible tells us.
Mugaroka esoko suliyo kutana.
John chapter. Ndiye
kizalibwa Katonda. Kiwangula
everything born of God overcomes the world.
Naye kizalibwa Katonda.
What's born of God?
Kikulemuramo moyo wa Katonda.
The spirit of God.
Isi tojikuwa bikonde okujiwangula. Erine ebyayo byolina okuwangula.
All you have to overcome. John
4.
Whatever is born of God,
it
overcomes.
Okay.
1 John 5.
Orina, what are yours, Gundi? What are
is there a place you go to in the ring with this world? What do you overcome which is on this world? We shall hit on that.
But
Bible told you where we shall begin from tomorrow.
So
we can be sprinkled on water which is in the world. For Ephesians 5 explains
it.
It cleansed the church and it's us.
It
sprinkled us water in the world to make us the holy church. Begin from there the next day. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.